We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show. It's Broads. It's Devin Caney in with you on this Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thursday.
I know. I rarely know what day of the week it is, but
this week
is a Thursday. Whew,
let me tell you something.
This week is weird, right?
This is a week. Let me tell you something. First, Sports Talk Radio. We got Home Run Derby. Thank you, Kyle Schwarber. Gave us something to chew on.
Yeah, no, that's the All-Star game.
Yes, you got
after the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, and then...
But that kind of turned into the Home Run Derby.
We got a Joel Embiid story.
I would call it a novella, a short story. It should have had chapters. It was so long.
So long. All right, so let's get into that for 1 second. 215-592-9494. If you do want to talk about the Eagles Commanders and the gap between the two teams, we are also going to open up some of the Joel Embiid discussion. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. Yesterday, the story came out on ESPN. It was a very, very long piece, and it was through the lens of Joel Embiid, and he was sharing sort of his side of the story dating back to when he first got here, interns being a part of his injuries, which is crazy, and the whole thing was a mess. There are a lot of pieces to the story personally that I feel for him. Heartbreaking stuff, heart string pulling stuff. You feel for the guy. He's a person going through a lot of things outside of just a basketball player, and I feel for him, no doubt about it. My overall takeaway, though, is I think it's the first step of a breakup. Because he is essentially, and I don't blame him, I'm not saying he's wrong, I'm a Joel Embiid fan. I'm not a, he's a bum guy, I'm not a, he's a stiff, he's a loser, he's a fraud. I'm not that guy when it comes to Joel Embiid. So I'm a fan of him. I do recognize that maybe it's just not going to work out the way I wish it did. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can have a healthy breakup, and maybe we should be having that conversation. But I think from his perspective, when you're giving out this type of story, it's essentially saying, I am not happy with how all of this has gone down. Mm-hmm. This is my side. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot out here. And I believe that's probably the first step of a breakup from a big picture standpoint. Do you feel the same way or do you not?
I didn't read it like that.
Okay.
I've heard that as, you know, a takeaway from it. And of course, you know, there's been talks of with his health, with everything that's happened with the Sixers, and certainly been a saga and Embiid's time with the Sixers so far. I read it as, this is my side of the story, and I know that you all know most of it, or you think you do, but you don't know the half of it. And I want to explain how we got here. And it was long, and we joke about how long that article was, but I think it was almost necessary to, like you mentioned, you know, from interns like treating his original injury back in 2014, 2015, to, you know, James Harden no longer talking to him. I think, and I understand the frustration. I'm the same as you, bro. It's like, I've never been a, you know, Embiid is a bum. he's been injured. And I feel like half the time or over half the time with his injuries, you can't blame him. Like, it's not his fault he had, couldn't feel half of his face for part of the postseason a couple of years ago. But what I read is he was a kid who started playing basketball as a teenager in Cameroon, who was uprooted and sent to the United States, a country where he didn't speak the language. It was a foreign culture, thrown in host families and in dorms, and didn't really know how to interact and had no briefing whatsoever, and was just kind of thrust into this world and sent off on a fast track to the NBA. And I feel like it all happened before he really had a chance to, like, learn who he was, to mature, to, you know, be taught how to even, like, act and have manners, for you know, a lack of a better way to put it. And for that, I feel for him. But it has been frustrating, his journey with the Sixers. It's been really frustrating. I'm not taking away from that. And I hope it's not the first part of a breakup.
Yeah. See, what you brought up there, you said a phrase of how we got here. Mm-hmm. And when you first said he was telling his story on how we got here, it implies, and I agree with you, he is trying to express that, it implies that where we are now is a very bad spot.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, I don't think anyone could argue, like, well, I think that they'll be fine.
Right. So I that's why I think it's more along the lines of a breakup, because if you're trying to justify and sell the story on this is how we got here, a very mm-hmm. messy state, I feel that is sort of the, all right, well, now that we are here, it's most likely time to go different ways. More than it is, I'm accepting that we're here, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure this organization is going to get back on track. We're going to win. I didn't get a sense after reading it. And by the way, I'm not saying Joel Embiid's wrong to do this. I'm not saying it was a bad story. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying the overall takeaway, I didn't get a sense that he goes, we're going to do everything in our power to win a championship as a 76ers organization, and we are going to put our best foot forward and move past all of these issues I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that feel. If anything, I got the, it's been chaotic, it's been sloppy, it's been messy, and this is how we got here. And that almost implies to me that it's probably a breakup more than not. And it sucks, because he's a big deal. Losing Joel Embiid in this city, and I don't know how you get off the contract. I don't think Daryl Morey's going to trade him off for nothing, and you got to get salaries to match, and it's so intense. But just from a very vanilla standpoint, the day Joel Embiid is no longer putting on a 76ers uniform, it is a big-time athlete moving out of town, and I don't know if the haters realize how big of a deal it really is.
I mean, I totally agree with you on that, and, you know, every season there's been the trade Embiid crowd, and I feel like that crowd's gotten louder and louder, and my retort is always like, for what are you getting back for Joel Embiid that is going to be comparable to a healthy Joel Embiid and how dominant he is? Because I truly believe when healthy, Joel Embiid is, you know, the most dominant player the Sixers have ever had on their roster. I didn't take it as step one of a breakup. I took it as, this is the way we did it in the past, and that was the wrong way, and this is everything I've been through as well. But he clearly says, you know, I'm taking things in my time, and I'm not rushing back like I have been,
right,
you know, in every other time I've been in or recovering from injury or injured. And that clearly didn't pan out for me. So, like, I'm going to take my time, hopefully be ready for training camp for the start of the season. But if not, tough. Like, that, I'm going to do it on my terms now versus, you know, what the medical staff is telling me, because they've been wrong. And that's not a good look for the Sixers at all.
Well, that's my counter was, it's a shame, because now it's as if Joel Embiid saying, I got to do it my way.
Yeah.
Because we've done it the Sixers way for so long, and that's been impossible
wrong
to get through. So
yeah.
Now, again, maybe it's not him saying we're breaking up. It's we're still together, but guess what? I don't respect the damn thing you say, which is a very toxic relationship. Imagine being in a relationship with someone and they go, guess what? I don't give a damn about what you have to say. I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to last. That relationship's going to end in a breakup. So
yeah.
I think the more we spin this and talk it through, even if it's not instantly a breakup, it's almost the start of an inevitable breakup in a way. You know?
In a way,
and
yeah.
It sucks.
It was concerning with what he said about, you know, the team meeting and the leak, and then if the guy who leaked it was still on the team.
And he is.
And yes, he is. And then Embiid kind of made a comment that I read as, well, well, I guess I just won't attend team meetings anymore. I won't be a part of whatever narrative's going on there.
But that would, and that's where, as a Joel Embiid guy, that bothers me.
That bothered me too.
You're not going to show up to team meetings?
Yeah.
Like, you're the franchise. Yeah. Eric Gordon, if that's who it is. Come on, man.
Why? I assume it was Eric Gordon too, though.
Well, because
it was like the first name that came to mind.
He had a player option.
Yeah, like he wasn't really here. Like it didn't. I don't know. I feel like a lot of guys on last year's Sixers team were like, I didn't really obviously invest in them. I don't think a lot of people did. So
yeah, it's a shame that we're here. And I want to get your thoughts on this because yesterday I did a show and it was just about how the apathy for the Sixers is so intense. That we just witnessed Paul George get a surgery and nobody paid attention. It's insane. On a week or in a week where there's no sports, it's dead. Your second biggest star on your basketball team gets a surgery after last year's debacle and
no
not a
even.
Peep.
Yeah.
That bothers me because I want Sixers basketball again. It needs to be relevant again. And I think the more and more we have apathy and we just forget about the Sixers, the longer they have to just keep screwing around and pushing buttons. Whereas if we get loud, if we get intense, if we get angry and we have the pitchforks going, maybe we can force their hand to do something. Because the more and more you say, forget it, screw them, we don't care, then what's the urgency on their part? They can just do it. We're not paying attention. Do whatever the hell you're doing. We're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Whereas if we're loud and we're grilling them and we're constantly throwing shade their way, maybe they have to react because we're forcing their hand.
Well, with the Sixers, it feels like even when I totally agree with you. Like, I don't want the Sixers to be irrelevant. I've had so much, well, I feel weird saying so much fun, but I enjoyed watching the Sixers on their postseason runs, I guess, like previous to the last several. They didn't obviously.
It was
didn't
about
have
the hope, though. We didn't know how it was
like
finishing.
The Jimmy Butler, like that team, of course, until the end. Like, yeah, it ends in heartbreak, but it's still nice to be invested and watch a team that actually can win and dominate at times, even if they haven't made it past the second round. But I don't want it to get to the place where we're inevitably heading. The thing with the Sixers is I don't think that they care either way. Like they seem, and I think this goes all the way up to Josh Harris, where, you know, you own a team in D.C., you own a team in Jersey, and you don't seem fully invested. There's a clear difference, and I don't think it even has a lot to do with what happens on the court with, like, getting a feel for the city that you're playing in. And it's just always felt like the Sixers don't have that, if that makes sense.
Oh,
like, I think
don't.
Even the Flyers kind of have that Philadelphia grit. The Eagles, of course, do. The Phillies do. The Sixers have always felt like the other. Like, they're always like one step behind the other teams in the city because they're not really in lockstep with Philadelphia and what we're all about. And for that, I just don't think it would matter either way if fans were you know, mad, if they were, you know, crying out to improve the team, or if they had apathy. Like, I don't think the Sixers even care as an organization.
They care when it hits the pocketbooks. They do. This is why I have a conflicting debate with myself about Joshua Harrison. 215-592-9494. We're about to get back to the phones in 1 second. If you do want to talk about the Eagles, Commanders, or the Sixers conversation, the floor is absolutely yours on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Is I don't like Joshua Harris. I don't think anybody likes Joshua Harris.
No.
You're right. They're not Philadelphians. We don't get that feel.
Do Commanders fans like Josh Harris?
Yeah,
I feel
because
like
they
do.
Well, they're coming from Dan Snyder, who is like,
that's
we
true,
don't like Joshua
were.
Harris because he's not a Philadelphian. Dan Snyder was a garbage human being.
Yeah.
I don't think Joshua Harris is a, from my understanding, I don't
that
know him
level
like that.
Of garbage
He doesn't do things maybe the way we like him to move, but I believe he's got a decent heart. I could be wrong. But from an ownership standpoint, if you told me they're going to build a brand new, beautiful Camden facility for a practice facility, which it is a really nice facility to go to, if they're going to hire, and I know it hasn't worked out, but Daryl Morey, okay, I would move off of him. I would have fired him last year. Hmm. But if you are a franchise and you hire Daryl Morey, I don't think you're an incompetent franchise to hire that and give it a whirl. Like, he is an NBA president of basketball ops worthy of a shot at the time the Sixers hired him. I don't think it's some ludicrous thing where an incompetent piece of trash is in your organization. He's a basketball mind. Now, it's not working out. It's like Embiid. Embiid, it's not working out, but I don't think he's a bum and a stiff. It's not working. With Maury, it's just not working. But to hire him and give it a shot, I don't think is a ludicrous thought. And if your ownership is willing to pay Joel Embiid, pay Ben Simmons, pay Jimmy, pay all these people all this money, fire Brett Brown, pay Doc Rivers, get rid of Doc Rivers, pay Nick Nurse, open the checkbooks, and stay away and let people run the organization like Maury and the president do it, isn't that what ownership is supposed to do? Isn't that, remove Joshua Harris, owner A, pays all the checks, willing to spend all the money, allows a president of basketball ops to run the operation the way he feels is necessary, and he stays away. Mm-hmm. Is that what we want out of an ownership group, or no? I don't like them, but I don't think they don't provide what good ownership provides from
no,
a
I think
financial.
You're right. You're saying the
structure.
Anger is like it's misplaced.
I think this is where the layers get peeled back. I think Maury
like
is
onions.
Yeah, that's right.
Shrek.
I think Maury is more to blame than Joshua Harris
for
this nonsense.
I agree.
But I'm mad at Joshua Harris for not firing Daryl Maury this offseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't move forward with Maury now that we're here and they're allowing that to happen. So that's where my criticism comes in. I don't like Joshua Harris, but I do believe he gives you a lot. So you could win with what Joshua Harris provides you as a franchise. I do believe that. he pays all your superstars. He pays coaches to be fired and go away and bring in the next biggest name. He's brought in Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers, and Nick Nurse. Yeah. Say what you will about who they are and how it's worked out, but these are big NBA names. Mm-hmm. And you're firing Doc, paying him, paying Nick, this and that. So they do give you the assets that you need to win. It's just not aligning right now. And that's where I get myself stuck in the pickle of ownership.
No, I agree with you. I think that, yeah, even if it's not the way to put it, that anger can be misplaced. And we obviously don't like that Josh Harris owns several entities across different markets and in different leagues. But he's not the one, you know, in charge of these hands-on player personnel decisions. Do I think Daryl Morey should have been fired? I don't know. I don't know the inner workings and like who's making these overall calls. I know Daryl Morey is like the guy who's really the one like, hey, let's go out and get Paul George. Let's pay Joel Embiid. But I have to believe he's not making those decisions in a vacuum. And there's other people there kind of, you know, influencing him and counseling him. I don't blame Nick Nurse. I'm glad that he wasn't fired because I actually feel bad for Nick Nurse. I think he's
a weird spot to analyze.
Position.
It's a weird spot to analyze.
Yeah. Actually, I had a friend who ran into, or a friend of a friend.
Ayo.
Who ran into Nick Nurse just like at some event, and he just said like, hey, good luck this season, coach. And Nick Nurse goes, thanks, we're going to need it. It was like a couple weeks ago.
For this upcoming
upcoming season.
Wow, yeah. Was he rocking the NN hat, the Nick Nurse hat?
I didn't ask that.
Well, that's the details I needed to know. He said, thanks, we're going to need it.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. My point is, I don't know where to place
blame,
but we want to place blame
somewhere. You're just going to nonchalantly throw in that scoop and just pretend that was not a big deal? Oh, we're going to have a rub. We're going to need it. We're going to need it. What does that mean?
I know. No, it doesn't really inspire confidence, does it?
No!
Yeah.
I feel worse!
And he kind of like laughed when he said it.
Oh,
thanks. Gosh. We're going
to
need it.
All right. To the phones. 215-592-9494. Ay, ay, ay. Let's go to Jerry. Oh, the truck horn. We love it. What's up, Jerry?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, we are having a
blast.
We're having a blast. How are you?
Dude, you know, I just came off of a 5-day hiatus of being home. I did 5:30 Creed last Friday and Chickens and Peas live on the radio with the boys.
Ooh, beautiful.
So you got to go back and watch that clip. It was pretty good. I got some good feedback from that. So that was really fun, and I wanted to thank the station and thank Spike and Ike and Jack, who reluctantly let me sit in his seat, put the headsets on while he stood in the background and not being seen, but it was great.
Wow. I missed that. That's awesome.
You got to go back and watch it, bros. Come on now. You got YouTube. I'm watching you guys right now, and I'm trying to figure out who has the better ponytail.
Whoa. It's first off, it's a man bun. And it's actually a samurai today, a little half up, half down with the headband, a little Raphael Nadal.
Yeah, you got the curls going. I see you got the like the Conan Barbarian look with the long hair. Mm. I didn't realize it, and I'm like, damn, who's got the better bun? Is it Devin got the nice, I like her, she's got that horsetail, ponytail.
The ponytail, I'm going to call it a horsetail.
The horsetail.
Nice ring to it.
That's what that type looks like. I don't know what they call it, but it looks like a horsetail.
I believe it's just a ponytail.
Yeah, it's a ponytail.
Bruce has just same, got same. A hot mess. He got a hot mess going on behind the back of his head.
I look like
you're growing out the flow.
Oh yeah, the flow's flowing.
So it's intense. How long are we? Is it for?
It's a great question. Well, yeah, I don't want to go. See, there is a as a flowsman. Right. When I put on the hockey helmet and the hair's flow and that whole thing, there is a layer that gets it. It's dude, that's too much. You know what I mean?
I'm
flirting with that right now of the that's too much flow. But man, that is some good lettuce. It's difficult.
You guys got a great team, Dawn. So, okay, going to Phillies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of my hair.
I just hope Dombrowski does something. Something. That's going to help us out. Now, what he's going to do, I couldn't tell you. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, especially you see all these things, they're going to make a big splash here. Man, big splash, I want to see the splash. If I don't see a splash, then it doesn't bother me. I don't care. I just want to see the Phillies win. You know, and I was so proud of Schwarber the other night, just Schwarber bombing his ass off.
So awesome.
The All-Star game.
So awesome.
Oh, dude, that was great. That was great. Bam, bam, bam. You know, he just bam, 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 and took home the trophy. Didn't even get a hit in the game. Took home the trophy, though.
That is wild. That is wild. He didn't do anything during the actual event, but hey, here's the game
that
on the line.
The best thing I ever seen. The guy that didn't get a hit, walked 0-for-2, but wins the MVP on 3 bombs at the end of a game that doesn't even where they got to do a playoff. So
it's insane.
And then real quick, my last point. I know you guys got you don't want to cut me off. But my last point is about the Joel Embiid. I know I already went through the Joel Embiid thing, but dude, the organization themselves are such a freaking farce. I blame 95% of the stuff with Joel Embiid with freaking any of the other clowns that they tried to bring in. 24 don't have any kind of idea of their, you know, they're bringing in these washed-up guys. Paul George, oh, they're trying to pump us up. Yeah, he's got surgery this year and blah blah. Bullshit.
What?
I don't know. I don't know where that was.
Wow, he got so heated. He just it sounded like he got. Was he getting upset?
Did
I was on the phone.
Like, dump himself?
It sounded like.
I don't have an answer for you.
Is that what we do with the top tier callers? We give them their own dump button.
Maybe.
Wow.
Self policing.
I don't know. Yeah, he was on a roll.
So how about this? Eric Gordon just weighed in on Twitter.
No way.
Yes, he did.
That's so weird. What he said?
Yes, he did. So Aiden LaPorta tweeted out, yes. By the way, Eric Gordon was the snitch that leaked stuff, and he specifically said Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon responded and said, dude is just talking stupid SH. I'm going on year 18. That ain't my rep. Get your facts straight, with 3 exclamation points. So Eric Gordon is coming out saying, it's not me. Stop saying it's me. Now, is that the move to make everyone zig instead of zagging? Or is he really someone who's been in the league for almost 20 years and realizes, you think I'm going to run to the local media about Tyrese Maxey calling you? Because you mentioned it earlier, Devin. He's just got here, right?
Yeah.
Eric Gordon. He doesn't have these crazy emotional ties to the Joel Embiid leadership qualities. He's been around forever. He's probably seen the highest of great leadership, the lowest of lows of great leadership. Is it crazy to think Eric Gordon is just saying, hey, I've been a part of a lot of crap. This is just another experience, and I'm not running to the local media?
That makes sense.
Why would he care about the leadership of Embiid?
Well, and why would he care about what people are saying about it if it truly isn't correct, and he wants to he's been around a while. He has. I don't know.
So he weighed in. But here's the thing.
What?
Oh, this is so ridiculous. We're sitting here breaking down the Sixers commenting on ESPN stories instead of my basketball team and strategy and the bench and X's and O's and being efficient and winning basketball game. I'm talking about, all right, we played 18 years. And I'm breaking down.
Maybe it wasn't him. But why is my immediate thought okay, so if it wasn't him, then.
I know. Now I'm starting to think who it is. And this is what I'm doing. Instead of actually thinking about basketball. It sucks. It sucks.
It does suck. I do want to find out who the snitch was.
Of course we do. 215-592-9494. It's unbelievable. Your thoughts on the Joel Embiid story, your thoughts on the Eagles Commanders and the gap. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up next, and you will hear from Kendrick Perkins, who called out the Sixers. That's right. He called them out. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Broads and Devin Caney in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the afternoon show. It's Broads. It's Devin Caney. It's you. 215-592-9494. Joel Embiid and the ESPN article definitely hit a nerve, I think, with some fans. I don't know if it's a good nerve, bad nerve. I don't know. It seems split. Some people are mad at Embiid. Some people are more open to Embiid's feelings. I'm both.
I'm both, too.
Yeah, from a personal level, I feel for Embiid, and I've always been a supporter of him, so it's easy for me to fall in that category, but I do feel for the person Embiid. From the basketball side of things, though, I'm not showing up to meetings if this guy's still here.
Don't like that.
That rubs me the wrong way. But I feel for the guy. I mean, he is a dude. He's a person, all right? Yeah. I do feel for what he has been through since coming over here from a totally different area of the world. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No.
But the basketball side of things.
The meeting, the, you know, I'm not going to go to team meetings anymore because with that leak happened and kind of alluding the fact the person is still on the team, and then also saying he has like 12,000 unread text messages. Like, dude, I get it. You're famous. Like, read a text message, though. Like, that's not...
What if it's your coach?
Right.
What if it's your like, teammate?
These seem like fixable problems here. It's not an injury. Like, just read, just communicate with your teammates.
That's a big deal.
You.
No, you're right. Communication. If you got 12,000 unread texts that you're showing off...
And then you're saying that James Harden hasn't reached out to you. Like, do you know? Are you positive?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. All right, we're talking about that and the gap between the Eagles and Commanders, since the Commanders are going after Von Miller and makes that move. And I saw last night that they were finishing the final touches. I don't know if it's been anything more than that. I don't know. They're working through the details a little bit. But let's take a listen here to, actually, before we get to the audio, let's take a look at our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you respect the Commanders? 65% say no, 35% say yes. So not much movement, but more votes are coming in. Still sitting around 65-35. I'm very proud of the people out there. They're very intelligent. Very intelligent. Mm-hmm. So before we get to the phones, Kendrick Perkins said some things on the Philadelphia 76ers and the current landscape. This is what he had to say.
When you think about this situation, at one point we was looking at the Philadelphia 76ers, and at one point we saw structure, we saw stability, we saw culture. And then all of a sudden, since Daryl Morey has taken over this job, it's gotten worse. Since he's taken over this organization, it's got worse. Let's be real here. And now all of a sudden you're looking at your franchise guy, well, one of your franchise guys, your players, not being able to start the season next year, and Joel Embiid, because he's telling us right now that his body is not right, which we already know. Paul George just underwent a procedure. Now you look at your next guy in the diamond in the rough that you found in Tyrese Maxey, and the Philadelphia 76ers are on the clock. They're on the clock when it comes down to Tyrese Maxey. And when I say on the clock, because if they keep trending in this direction of no culture and no stability, guess what? Tyrese Maxey is going to want out of Philadelphia, okay? And we know who his agent is Rich Paul. And Rich Paul don't give a damn. I'm telling you this. This is something that I know. And so when you think about the 76ers and Daryl Morey, they got to get it together right now, because you understand you're dealing with Joel Embiid, but your franchise guy who you got late in the second round, you know, 5 or 6 years ago is Tyrese Maxey. You got to make sure that he's healthy.
Well, he was late first round. Did he say early second round there? I don't know what he said at the end, but regardless, the
you know
thing
it's real when they start dropping that beat over the
oh, opinion. I know, the beat. I know. The music bed over the statements. Yeah, it's about to get intense. He made it seem as if, knowing Rich Paul, that there's a chance Tyrese Maxey is thinking, get me out of here when it's time to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, we are aware of the contract situation, and he did get paid and whatnot, but he implied, if this is going to be the BS that we are constantly going to deal with, coming from Maxey's camp and knowing Rich Paul is willing to pull strings.
Yeah.
Good luck, Philadelphia, if you don't get your head out of your rear end.
Well, that would be a shame if that happened, you know, and the Sixers were stuck with guys like Paul George and Embiid, who were constantly injured. Honestly, if it came down to that, I'd say, okay, well, Paul George, Embiid, it's time to let's figure this out.
I'm
I know a lot of people
here.
Are already there.
I'm already
I do.
Here.
And I wouldn't even blame Tyrese Maxey. We love Tyrese Maxey in this city, but like, you really think about what he's had to go through since he's been a Sixer. He's almost like in a family with like a problem child or like two problem children, and the middle child is just kind of sitting there hanging out, twiddling their thumbs, trying to, you know, just keep the peace. That's kind of what Tyrese Maxey is to the Sixers right now. You know, he's the one that's going to Joel Embiid saying, hey, look, man, you got to be on time. You're a leader. You got to do better. And like, he shouldn't have to do that.
No,
he shouldn't
at all.
Ever be put in a situation like that. So I think so far he's handled this all beautifully, and I wouldn't blame him if it came down to him wanting out. I just hope it never gets to that point.
I hope he sees the vision that him, VJ Edgecombe,
exactly,
and Jared McCain are
the next
wave.
I want to see those three play together first, please.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. All right, to the phones. Appreciate everybody waiting patiently. Just riveting conversations taking over. That's all. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Matt. You're on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. How's it going?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good, good. I appreciate that you guys are talking about the Embiid article, that it is you two guys, because I like your take on it. I guess I'm in the minority. I found it pretty moving. I mean, I thought it was well written. I liked the part. It felt a little bit at times like it was making apologies for some of the things he's done. But some of that I bought. It also showed that like he has trouble, you know, keeping his relationships together. Like I thought it was super sad when they talked about the female trainer who was like just. I mean, the guy. Look. This is what I would say, and I know people don't want this out of their ass, and the guy ends up in Philadelphia of all places, but his whole adventure as a pro basketball player is like founded on trauma, you know, his brother dying, like trauma and dislocation and mistrust. And like, I can understand that. I just think that like, it's good he's in therapy. I would really like to see this guy have a second act in Philly. I really would.
I would love it. Yeah, listen, it just comes down to health, really. I believe in his basketball ability. I believe in his dominance. It's just, can he stay healthy to do it? And you're right. There's things that were written that I didn't know about, and I got more details and more information on some things I kind of knew about, and it's a moving piece, without a doubt. And I really am rooting for Embiid. I really want him to succeed, but I just worry about the health side of it. That's what it comes down to for me, is more just about the health.
Yeah, you're right. That's more concrete than like the you know what people think of him, MVP, all that crap.
Yeah, it bothers me that people get mad at him for wanting to win an MVP, because my thinking is, if your goal is to be the best in the entire league and you want to win a championship, then winning an MVP is just a step in the right direction of winning a championship.
Yeah.
It coexists. It's not as if there's an award, and I said this yesterday, where it's the You Suck Award, and he wanted to win the You Suck Award so bad that he sucked on purpose, which then hurt the Sixers' chances of winning a championship. Winning the MVP only helps the Sixers because it means you're playing at an all-time high. I don't know why that's a bad thing.
I think he wanted something tangible, you know, like considering all the crap that happened, you know, he was very emotional, if I recall, when he got that thing. It made sense to me.
Well, I think he said, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but, and it's like 5 million pages long anyways, the article, he said something like the MVP felt impossible to me, you know, when he was first going through his injury struggles. So like, just the fact that he was even in contention for it and then won it is a massive accomplishment. But like, no, I totally agree. In no way does an MVP mean that you suddenly forfeit the rest of your season or that you're like a selfish player. Like, we don't say that about Jokic, who I feel like has won it or in the finalists for like every single year for the MVP award.
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree, Devin. And I think I totally agree with you saying that, like, he just hasn't caught up with himself, and it's a good way of saying it. But, I mean, if the article does anything, I don't think it's a breakup. I think it's more like he's starting couples therapy, you know, maybe with the city and with the team.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a crazy thing to say.
I like that.
And I guess we're going to see. And if for some people, none of that stuff's going to resonate. And they're just going to be like, this guy makes $200 million.
Whatever. Yeah, I hate that part of it. I do.
But he's like sitting upstairs in the Ritz-Carlton with his money and his like Shirley Temples. Like, that sounds like kind of a dark place to be in. You know, whatever. That's just how I feel. So it's not going to. Hopefully, it'll at least open up and put some context on this guy's behavior. The physical stuff, Rhodes, you're right. It really is going to. That's where the rubber meets the road. So, you know, I hope he's right. Do it at his pace. I mean, he's probably the most talented basketball player we've had since Dr. J. I mean, his talent is unreal.
I know. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. And Matt, thank you so much for the call. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, I hope that as a city, because one thing that always bothered me about Sixers fans throughout some of the fun postseason runs that you were talking about, look, there were issues, right? Turnovers, but Ben Simmons, the everyone gets mad when you bring that up, but the spacing in the NBA playoffs is so screwed up. And then when you're a back-to-the-basket guy like Embiid is and the double teams come, then now he has to face the basket. But then you hate when he faces the basket because he's 7'2" and he should be backing people down. But there's reasons why that can't happen because Ben sucks. So all that is real. But I do hope that this gives a different light of just who Embiid is as a human, where we can stop like dehumanizing him. There are some people that just don't value Embiid as a human, I feel. I really do believe that. Sixers fans don't, and I'm not saying you gotta just, whatever, ignore his flaws as a basketball player. I think you could do both. You can absolutely understand where he's at and the journey he's been through and the struggles of the mental toughness of having to go through all the injuries and then trying to be the best player he can be and getting surgeries and returning quickly to try and help the team win. And then also say there are areas in his game that need to be cleaned up and maybe he's not the best leader in the world. And you can marry all that together. But it seems like the haters just go so strictly for the jugular that it reaches a point of irrational and unfair criticism towards
Embiid. I totally agree. Yeah. And it gets to, you know, he's lazy. He's selfish. He doesn't care. You know, I hate that he's a bum.
I know. He's a bum.
Can you control, if you fall and scratch your knee, can you control that? No. Like, these things just happen. Can he control that he got elbowed in the face and broke his whatever it was, the ocular bone, for like the second time. That doesn't happen to anyone. Like, that's just terrible, terrible look. It also broke my heart, speaking of, because he was kind of touching on, like, if you really look back at Embiid's injury, and yeah, when you're like a 7 foot tall center, it's really hard to stay healthy. And that's part of the game. But like, he also has had really bad luck on top of that. And the fact that he said he was totally out of basketball and wasn't watching at all, and then he started talking to Tyrese Halliburton, and then he turned on the game 7 of the NBA Finals and saw Tyrese Halliburton go down with that horrible injury. And immediately, like, I just can't imagine what was going on in his head, and like immediately turned it off after that, like 5 minutes into the game. That's just got to be it. I mean, he's already definitely had a million "are you kidding me" moments, but that had to be a top five "are you serious right now" basketball gods moment. Because,
yeah, 100%.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I think that Embiid, he has his flaws. He's not perfect. I think that he's not like, look at Bryce Harper. Is Bryce Harper a leader in the Phillies clubhouse? Yes, but it's more by example, where like Kyle Schwarber is the more like vocal.
And Reese was before
leader
that.
Of that team. Reese Hoskins. Just because you're the best player on a team doesn't mean that you have to be the guy that's like, rah, rah.
Let me ask you this,
I'm going to lead. What?
I agree with you. But in basketball, because of just the nature of the sport, do you think it leans more towards you might have to be that guy compared to baseball, where there's so much that goes down, or in other sports, in football, the quarterback traditionally is the leader, but you can live with Lane Johnson and Brandon Graham?
Yeah, like I don't know basketball. If that's necessarily true. No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just asking.
I don't. I think that the issue on the Sixers, at least this past season, I don't think that they had a clear leader. I mean, there were many issues. Like, that's not the one, but Embiid clear, like, he doesn't want that. And I almost have to respect that. Like, he's the best player, but he's not, if it's not in your personality, it's not in your personality to be the person to go up and say like, "Hey guys, let's get it together." Do you know what I'm saying? Like, almost Tyrese Maxey's young, but he seems like he would be more of a candidate to do that.
But as much of an Embiid guy as I am, the fact that it lacks, there is a missing component to the Joel Embiid saga. If I got to rely on Maxey to do that, you know, I'm just being open and honest.
There was a line in the story where the doctor who took him to, he went to Qatar to get some surgeries a while ago.
Is it pronounced Cutter or is it both?
I never know.
Yeah, I saw your face and I knew that you were doubting it for a second. And
there was
the Olympics or World Cup or whatever.
Yeah, it's terrible.
anyway.
I'm going to call it Qatar.
Okay, it's spelled that way.
Qatar feels weird.
You're right.
And it reminds me of that Flyers player.
Oh, that's right. Boo.
Yeah, that's right. anyways.
That was good.
The doctor
just kept
said
going.
He learned to deal with Joel Embiid, and do with this info what you will. I'm not assuming anything, but like a gifted child. Like, he's not good at taking information and like proactively doing what he's told, I guess. And I think that some people just lack that. Like, he doesn't have the leadership chip. Like, it's just not going to happen for him. It's never going to happen for him. And we need to accept that.
Yeah, see, that bothers me a little bit because
it bothers me. I don't think it's Joel Embiid's fault.
But I think there is a controllable in that where you can give a little more.
You can lead by example by showing up on time.
Yes, that's all.
Like that,
that's
you can
all.
Do. But I'm saying he doesn't have to be the guy that's going out and like organizing team meetings and, you know, being the vocal leader.
Agreed. No, I agree with that. All right, let's go to Andy in Denver. What's up, Andy?
Yo, bro. What up, Dev? How we doing?
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Nah, we hot. Yo, bro, congrats on the new addition to the family, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
So now you got to work on that boy. You got to even out the numbers in your household.
I know. We were talking about that. I said, listen, let's get through the next week before we start talking about popping out more.
Dogs, boys, girls?
Excuse me?
You said you had two dogs.
Yeah, yeah. One's a girl, one's a boy. So it's 4-2 right now, women in the household.
Okay. So before I get on the Embiid situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get on Embiid. Rhodes, I didn't get your opinion on who you pulling for in the Dork Bowl, the Cam or Fritz.
Well, I don't like to call it that, but I'm Team Fritz. I'm Team Fritz.
Two non-athletes going at it. So you Team Fritz?
Jack's down 20 pounds. Ringthebellbook.com.
Man, he's a scholarship athlete that quit after 1 year. I mean, come on.
He's very successful now.
So let's hit on the Embiid topic.
Okay.
Top rolling, right? All right. You guys ask questions a lot, so I want to flip the role and ask you guys a question.
Okay.
We got Embiid. We'll all agree. Superstar in the NBA, superstar in Philly, right? So do you think when it's all said and done, he's going to have the worst legacy of all Philadelphia superstar caliber athletes?
No, I don't think so.
When really? Ben Simmons?
How
yeah,
about you, Scoop? I don't consider him a superstar, though.
Okay.
But at the time, I guess, like, projected to be a superstar.
Yeah, but I mean, he was never a MVP caliber NBA player, and I don't think he ever would have been. But I mean,
so who would fall in that category? Brian Dawkins, Joel Embiid.
Right. Dawkins and Embiid.
So is he going to be on the bottom of the list of? Well, see, I think it should be where he's equivalent to McNabb.
Oh, no way! No way! Are you kidding me? McNabb took the Eagles from being irrelevant to relevant, made them contenders year in and year out. I think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But Joel Embiid, I mean, his legacy is
About like Carson Wentz?
He wasn't here long enough, and I don't think he was to that caliber of a Joel Embiid. Like, I think
he was on his way to an MVP season when he got injured.
Yeah, but he wasn't here long enough, though, Devin. He was only here for a couple years. Like, a guy had been here 10 years plus, you know, been a staple.
But even if you,
like,
so let's say you're right, and he's the worst. But he's the worst of Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb, and these names. So he's the worst of that list.
He's going to go down as a loser.
Yeah, see, but that's where I disagree. Like, he doesn't win on the basketball floor, or he's like a loser human being?
Oh, no. I separate human being and entertainment. That's two separate categories.
Okay.
He's a loser on the basketball court.
But is he a loser or is he injured?
Oh, come on, man. Here's the deal. I get you guys are saying certain injuries you can't avoid, the elbow, this and the third. But you know what you can take care of? The way you rehab, the way you attack the rehab.
Well, he's 7'2". So you know that he's not attacking rehabs. You know that.
I'm not saying that he is, but he keeps getting hurt.
Because he's 7'2", jumping up and down on his body at an NBA level. I think that is. Thank you, Andy. We keep doing this where we look for because he can't stay healthy, it has to be because he's not working on it, or he's 7'2", and he's running up and down playing NBA basketball every other night for 6 months, for 10 years, you know? Like, I'm just spitballing here, but maybe it's not about him not rehabbing properly, and it's the fact that it's that. He's not the only big man that wasn't able to last. Yao Ming, Bill Walton. I mean, the list goes on big guys who are just huge humans who aren't supposed to go through the workload that they go through. And I think that's more of the issue with Embiid. But, yeah, maybe my McNabb thing was a little misguided. It was just in the moment. Probably I'm a McNabb fan, and I appreciate him more than most do. So, yeah, obviously getting to the Super Bowl and losing in the Super Bowl and all the NFC Championship game appearances is definitely more significant than the second round of the NBA postseason. So I do take that one back. But I'm just I don't like the he's a loser. Like,
I agree.
He couldn't stay upright. He can't stay healthy. He's a loser because of something that's uncontrollable. If it was because of controllable things, then I would agree with you. But I don't think anything that's going on right now is mostly because Joel Embiid is causing the conflict himself.
An NBA commentator once said to me, you don't see many 7 foot 90 plus year olds walking around because it's really hard to stay healthy when you're that large of a human. Like, you don't see a lot of healthy, very large humans walking around because it's a a lot of human to be carrying around, let alone jumping up and down, right, running up and down.
Banging down low on a 7-foot frame hard, defending you. You could be backing up for 48 minutes, a 7-foot-1, you know, thick center. And it's like, oh, just go do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean just go do it? And then the next night, you got a 6'11 guy who's banging you down low. And they probably say every single time, make it a living hell for Embiid, by the way. Give him the extra elbow. Give him the extra forearm. Make him work. And that's every single night. That's why he's injured. And there's a lot of injuries.
Well, I mean, what it is. The article dives into this. Like he said, especially with the earlier injuries, like he was telling the Sixers organization, their medical staff, I don't feel right. This isn't healing right. And they weren't doing anything. And then that's why he missed 2 full seasons to start his career in the NBA, because he literally wasn't being told to heal the right way.
They had an intern telling him what to do.
Yeah.
An intern.
That'll do it.
You think? 215-592-9494. We see you on hold. We thank you for being patient. We will continue the Jalen Hurts, Eagles, Commanders combo. We will continue the Embiid combo. Looks like we got some Flyers on the board as well. We are always willing to puck it up, so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls and Quinyon Mitchell. Disrespected? Huh. Everybody's getting disrespected on this Birds team. Eat it up. Soak it up. That's what they do. It's Broads. It's Devin Caney in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.